engaging in an experiment today to deliver to you via a completely independent outside. This is not a social media company. A completely independent relayer of video. I'm not going to get into the name of the company and all that, because once people find out, once the bad guys find out that they're doing this and they're successful at it, because the people that they deplatform should move to this, they'll go after them too. But there are many companies out there that are taking notice of this and taking leave. So we're doing an experiment today so that we can relay video to you. It's not going through YouTube. Now, we are on YouTube, but it's not going through YouTube. It's not going through Google. It's not going through Facebook server. It's not going through Twitter. It's not going through Periscope. It's coming from a completely and totally independent server that we can relay, we can embed on our pages, on our websites, or give you the direct link to listen. Now, this particular service is the same one that was used for the Crusade Live conference event that we did, that I emceed back in April of this year. So it's not perfect. Some people have browser issues. Some people probably have cookie and cache issues. Again, it's not perfect. Pridebook, Twitter, and YouBoob have invested billions of dollars in erecting the infrastructure needed to do what they do. But again, what good is the infrastructure if evil people are controlling it? So we engage in this experiment today to lead the way and to tell anyone else that's out there listening or watching, hey man, when they come for you, there's a way out of it. There's a way to continue if you really want to continue doing what you're doing. Because I fully expect, if I keep doing what I'm doing, yeah, I'm going to get deplatformed on the YouBoob, as Dr. Jones and many others have. And look, YouTube is being out there in public. They're purging. They're telling us that they're going to provide less content. Now, let's go back to where this all started. 169 billion dollars in Google revenue last year. How is that even possible? Do you think that the CBS Evening News, that CBS as a whole, takes in 169 billion dollars in a year? Do you think that ABC has a revenue stream of 169 billion dollars? Pridebook also has a similar revenue stream. How do they do that? Are they a media company? Well, not really. So how do they make all this money? Again, ads. Now, do the math here. Where do those ads used to appear? Where'd you used to get these ads? Newspaper, right? Radio stations, television stations. So some people say, you probably would have been against the invention of the steam engine too, miniature, whatever. Whatevs. I happen to think that there's some actual utility in having a newspaper delivered to your home or your business every day so you can actually read the paper. Because I remember, when I first started in this business, you know how I operated, how I prepped a show? 5-6 daily newspapers, including wire-transmitted editions, because we would have them here, of the New Tenochtitlan Times, the Washington Compost, and the Wall Street Journal. We had them all here. If someone were going to send you an article from another newspaper, we had a fax line. You could fax it to us. But for the most part, I had a razor blade and a highlighter. Highlight everything you want to cut out of the newspaper, then go through and cut it out. You know, sometimes you have something on the front page that would have, you know, story continued on section D, on page D12. You got to cut both of them out together or tape them together or staple them together or whatever. My point being that there's only a few newspapers are actually left that are being actually printed and delivered. Now, there is a company out there that's making a stand and is trying to bring newspaper publishing back. I know a couple of people that subscribe to it. It's called the Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H, the Epoch Times. I've actually thought about David Simpson subscribes to the Epoch Times. I think it comes out once a week or every other week in the print edition. But you get the the digital edition updated every day. Radio stations. We've been talking about this for years since we started the Crusade Channel. Your average talk radio station, if there's not pro sports. Now, what happened to an average radio station when pro sports went all corona hoax woke and shut down? The only thing keeping the news departments and the live radio hosts in business and on air in most major radio markets was what? Major League Baseball, the National Football League, maybe a little bit of hockey, maybe a little bit of NBA, probably not much. Pro sports were keeping the radio stations in operation. Now, who was it that communicated to us the horrors of the corona hoax? And then everybody, you go outside, you go to a baseball game, you're going to die. Who communicated? How was that communicated to us? Social media, for the most part. And then, of course, the bigs, the networks, jumped in on the scam. Still being communicated. Ladies and gentlemen, browser and streaming issues aside with our experimental live video stream today, that's the future. That's the future. As John Connor said in one of the Terminator movies, you are the resistance. You, if you're listening or watching right now, you are the resistance. You're the remnant. You're the only thing that's left. The old world and the old way. Everyone else has been bought, sold, and paid for or deplatformed and has not taken to the options available. So, folks, you have to do this. We don't have an option to do this. We have to do this. And that's why we begin this to boldly go where no radio has gone before. And there will be technical glitches along the way. We'll get them all worked out. You know, it took us like four years to figure the radio part of this out so that you just hit the play button on the Crusade Channel every day and it works. Works on your phone, works on your iPad, works on your tablet, works on your... Many people watch it on television. It just works. That took about 3 years being in business to figure that out. We'll figure this video thing out, too. So, bear with us. As we enter into this brave new world. Now, let me give you another headline. If you don't... Immature please! You're not an innovator. You're a has-been. Okay. How much you want to bet that what we do here is going to be repeated by many people? Soon. Now, we'll wait and see if we figure out how to do it. If Mike works 110 hours a week to figure out how to do it, then they'll jump in.
Matt Walsh will be doing it in a month.
Oh, thank you, Maggie O'Connor. That's the greatest comment of the morning. That's right. Matt Walsh will be doing what I'm doing right now in 7 months. Here's another headline. Twitter is nuking retweets until after the election. What? Milka, what? What? You can't nuke retweets. Have you tried it? Have you tried to retweet it? I thought I retweeted something this morning.
Certain retweets. It all depends on if they think the retweet is worthy. Like, New York Post is still in, you know, Twitter prison or whatever it's called these days.
New York Post is, 6 days now deplatformed by Twitter? Exactly what I'm talking about. By the way, if you're watching us on the DotCast Live video stream this morning, as, again, we launch a new era here for the Crusade Channel, because we committed to doing video about a year ago, and I've been doing it faithfully every single day. We did it for like the last 3 years, but video is part of the future. People like watching things. People like camp pictures. Radio will be a part of it too. And we stream today on our own stream, which you can get in if you go to my site, MikeChurch.com, should be the number one lead story. It's embedded in that page. It's embedded at the top of the Crusade Channel page in the event that's there. Or you can go into the chat room at Crusade. Of course, you got to be a Founders Pass member to do so. CrusadeChannel.com/chat. And I think Richard Barrett has been tweeting it out. Now, it doesn't do us any good to Pride Book. By the by, since Pride Book shadow banned me and told us that they were shadow banning me for my Palm Beach County video, we used to get 1,200, 1,400 views per morning on a Mike Church Show post. Hey, this is what we're talking about here today. You know what we've been getting the last 6 days? 75 and 80. Does that sound like the internet liberated us? Does that sound like Pride Book put us together with people all across the world? Doesn't sound like it to me. By the by, the same Pride Book claims, and anyone can unfriend me or defollow me on Pride Book on Facebook, that I have 16,000 followers on the Mike Church Show fan page. Whatevs. Twitter is temporarily changing how users can retweet during the final stretch of the election, a move which the company says will discourage the spread of false information. Oh, you mean like the false information that you put out? The website changes announced on October the 9th are being implemented less than a week after the platform began suppressing blockbuster reporting from the New York Post, publishing compromising information of Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. Starting Tuesday, that's yesterday, users who go to retweet will instead be taken to the quote tweet box, prompting users to comment on the content being reposted on their own feeds. Though this adds some extra friction for those who simply want to retweet, we hope it will encourage everyone to not only consider why they're amplifying a tweet. Doesn't it just sound stupid? Well, I tweeted out and then I amplified my tweet. Is that your claim to fame? You amplified a tweet?